we start with neurology, and I kind of touched on that neurology.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, we use quantum neurology to help with that, red light therapy. If you can clear out the parasites, then you can start working on the leaky gut, which can then help other issues. So the absorption, right? Your trace minerals so that the rest of your body just functions better. Gut health is behind 95, I might even say 99% of chronic pain. You've got to address the gut.
Hey, welcome to the I Am Pain Free podcast. I have an exciting conversation with Dr. Eric Robbins. This is a fun one. The journey that he went through his personal and professional evolution into being a beacon of natural healing with chiropractic excellence, right? He got there from witnessing his mother's health struggles and her pioneering shift towards natural remedies. He was inspired to explore beyond just conventional medical paradigms, often prioritize prescriptions over understanding the root cause of illness, right? Dr. Robbins' story is not just about the transition from traditional to holistic medicine. It's a revelation about the interconnectedness of our health and the natural world. His epiphany came from realizing that true healing is treating the whole person, both your mind, your body, and your spirit, right? Rather than just symptoms, the realization was not just sudden, but it grew from his experiences, starting with his mother's health, as her journey is very, very interesting, right? To his own professional practice, where he combined chiropractic care with nutritional advice, emotional well-being, and then cutting-edge technologies like quantum neurology, right? As he delved deeper into these holistic practices, he discovered the profound impact on our gut health. It's something we talk often about. Our gut is so important. If you heal the inner core of you and get it healthy, your body can start working the way God intended it to be, right? And he learned all of this while addressing the gut health can alleviate not just physical symptoms, but can also improve your emotional and mental health, which is also really exciting. But that it really underscores the body's incredible capacity for healing when given the right support, right? God made our bodies wonderfully. So let's give it the right things and let's heal it from the inside, which starts at the gut, right? So here we are, we want to embark on this transformational journey with Dr. Robbins and talk about his insights into the importance of the gut health, the power of belief and emotions and healing, and the necessity of the holistic approach to health. This episode serves as a bridge to those standing at the crossroads. Do I go down the conventional method or should I investigate holistic medicine, right? And this will give you a new perspective on health that's both empowering and enlightening. Let's welcome Dr. Eric Robbins. Hey, it's Rob Renee from the I Am Pain Free podcast, and I have an awesome guest here today. I'm in studio. This is a unique opportunity for us to actually have a real conversation instead of over Zoom with people. So I met Eric here at Robbins just a few weeks ago, and he's got an amazing practice that he's working on and has just an awesome background. So he's doing things naturally and faithfully, which is what we always want to talk about. So Eric, welcome to the I Am Pain Free show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
So glad you're here. So, when we talked, you told me a little bit about your background. It's just super interesting. So I would love for you to spend a few minutes just talking about, why are you doing what you're doing and how did you get there?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the podcast. We're really looking forward to this. So thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
So I'm currently a practicing doctor of chiropractic here in the Frisco, Texas area. And I haven't always been that, of course, but throughout my life, I've always wanted to help people. And I kind of got that way initially from my mom was really sick when I was younger, even before I was born, she was really sick. And she went to like conventional MDs and DOs and they told her she was a little crazy, that no way, nobody could be allergic to chocolate or nobody could really get a UTI from cinnamon, something like this, right? And so she had to look elsewhere for answers. And so she found this naturopath out in Salt Lake City where I was born and raised. And he told her that she had metal in her mouth and mold in her house. And she got those taken care of and got really well.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so after that, she's like, hey, there's something to all this. So she got into the licensed massage therapy and she would teach a lot of classes. She learned muscle testing and homeopathy and herbal remedies, Bach flower remedies. and was very, very interested in that growing up. Thought it was cool. Thought it was kind of weird.
All your friends are like, what?
Yeah. I wasn't like vaccinated growing up.
That's amazing.
Which at that time, everybody's getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
And so my mom was kind of a pioneer in all this. And I really appreciate that looking back on it.
Amen.
And so at that point, I was growing up and I'm like, you know, I want to help people. I don't know what I want to do. I was playing drums and music at the time.
Drugs,
sex, and rock and roll wasn't quite for me.
Yeah, there you go.
So I decided, hey, I thought I'd maybe be an eye doctor. And I interviewed a few eye doctors. They're like, yeah, I don't know if I did this again. I wouldn't think I'd do
really,
it again.
Really, bro?
And so I'm like, oh, okay.
That's good advice.
It was good advice. So I'm like, hey, I didn't want to waste my time going to medical school for that. So I did my undergrad at the University of Utah with my bachelor's in kinesiology with an emphasis on nutrition. And then I went to Life University in Georgia and in Marietta, Georgia, and that's where I got my Doctor of Chiropractic.
Awesome.
And I've been practicing now. So I work at Well Within Chiropractic, one of the centers here with Dr. Clinton Damaris.
Awesome.
Fantastic, great guy. He's been my mentor the last 10 years. And there we practice a lot of different techniques to help people get out of pain in many different ways, which I think we'll talk about some
today. Yeah, I'm excited about that. One of the things that I like to talk about and ask people, or that we talk about in my book, the three B's of transformation, right? To being pain-free. And the first B is all about balance. And the balance meaning your internal core, you know, gut health, as well as balance from a energy level perspective using some of our quantum energy solutions. But so, you know, what do you do in your practice related to, you know, gut health?
Absolutely. So we try to balance out the whole human body, right?
Awesome.
And so gut health is behind 99% of chronic pain. You've got to address the gut.
Awesome.
Because if your gut's off, you're not going to be absorbing things well. And if you can't absorb things well, you're not going to be making hormones. You're not going to be, you know, putting the building blocks where they need to be. And you're going to be stealing building blocks from other parts of your body, which then can cause more pain in other sections and areas of the body.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes total sense, right? And that's the things that I have learned that, you know, a few years ago, and I said, what? Come on. What does your gut have to do with chronic pain? But it's just like so amazing that that actually is really important part of what we do. Mm-hmm. The second B, right, is related to just our belief, right? And as part of that is the intentions and the things that you literally declare and say have a physical impact on your body as well as external things. So what in your practice do you deal with a lot of that?
Yes. So in our practice, we practice a technique called neuro-emotional technique. And there we weed out emotions that can cause physical complaints. So this technique was created by Dr. Scott Walker and it's been perfected over the years. And so we describe emotions very viscerally. So like, oh, that made my stomach drop or that made my heart stop, you know? And stress can make you really sick. Stress can put you in the hospital. Stress can even kill you, right? And so if we have chronic stress on us all the time, that can cause pain. And there's been times where you have knee pain and you actually, it's related to anger from somewhere in your past. And we have to go in and clear that out. My favorite is when a patient comes to me and they're like, I got this pain in my neck, doc. And I'm like, okay, let's figure it out. It's like, you need an adjustment, but you also have an emotion stuck in your neck. It's like, oh, it might be your husband's a pain in your neck, you know, or your wife's a pain in your butt, you know, or whatever it is. So I like to kind of make it fun and help them understand like, yeah, this can really be a problem for some people.
Right. Now going back to the first B, I remember you telling me a story about a young man who had some gut health issues. Do you want to tell that story?
I have so many great, amazing stories. I'll tell you one of them, this young man, a lot of times parasites, and chronic infections inside the gut, whether it's Epstein-Barr virus or even like SIBO, Candida, these kind of things can cause major problems and they go under the radar for most doctors because that's what's so cool about this energy thing that I want to bring in really quickly as I tell the story is that you need to understand the body's energy and you can't always read that through blood work, which is the main analysis for most main doctors, medical doctors, doctors of osteopathic medicine. But you need to look at even the energetic signatures and frequencies that these people are putting off. And so I figured this out through muscle testing. And so their energy resonates. Okay, we have a parasite situation. And we go in there and we figure out we have a parasite. Great, now what do we do about it? And that's where
you do that through muscle testing.
Correct.
So you determine by just testing, doing the muscle testing, that you are saying that I think they've got a parasite.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Symptoms don't always align. So I've had so many patients come into me, whether it's a skin issue, if they've got acne or if they have eczema. And a lot of times I'm like, let's look deeper into the gut. Uh-huh. Because skin is one thing that your body is expressing, and there's a problem going on deeper than just that. So a symptom is the skin. And so we go on, we figure out, got a parasite, great, what do we do about it? And that's where we can use herbs to actually go in and attack the problem, to fix the problem, not just cover a symptom. That's another thing that I like to look for specifically, is fixing the problem. So for example, and many of my patients will say, okay, you need some medicinal herbs to go in and create an environment for this gut that parasites don't like, and to give it the proper nutrients. Parasites will eat what we're eating, and they will excrete what they eat. And we can absorb sometimes what they excrete, which can cause even food allergies. So a lot of times food allergies can show up as a problem, and they will usually go off the food and just stay off that food forever. And it's like, nah, sometimes we can actually help that get better. My son is a really good example of that. So back to this young man who we're working with, we gave him some herbs, and the parasites, the office record, is a 4-foot-long parasite that was excreted from the body in the bowels.
That's amazing.
Yesterday, I have patients sending me pictures of organ flukes that my little 7-month-old babies were passing.
Really?
Yep. My cousin out in California just started a parasite cleanse yesterday, and she's like, I'm already seeing parasites. So it's really exciting. Wow. But
we all have some parasites, right? I mean, people are grossed out about that. But you know, our bodies, we absorb them through all different mechanisms, right? The foods we eat, the environment,
the water we drink, the animals we keep. We deworm our dogs, but we don't deworm ourselves very often. And I think a lot of doctors think, well, you know, this is a first world country, we shouldn't have to do parasite cleanses that often. We should. We really should.
How often do you recommend people do it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have in a very long time, so I should probably do that.
If you've never done a parasite cleanse, you might be surprised what you might find.
Right? I'll bet.
I recommend to do one at least 2 times a year. And if you are prone to getting them or susceptible to getting them more often, that's more of like a quarterly thing for some people. And depends also what kind of food you eat. If you have low stomach acid, if you have, you know, other viruses and bacteria that if you get sick a lot, you might want to do it more often. But if that happens, you got other issues. But if you can clear out the parasites, then you can start working on the leaky gut, which can then help other issues. So the absorption, right? Absorbing your trace minerals so that the rest of your body just functions better.
Right. So you can utilize what God gave you, right? God made us an amazing body.
Absolutely.
We need to feed it the right things that will help it do the right things, right?
Absolutely.
So that's interesting. And my son had a leaky gut when he was a runner in high school, and he just had the worst stomach issues. And we found a naturopathic doctor, and she figured out he had leaky gut. And it took a couple of years for him to fix that, which I thought was interesting. It took a long time, but now he's like 100% healthy.
Right? That's fantastic.
He's figured it out and fixed it, but it was an issue.
Yes,
right? A lot of young people have, and lots of people have. So,
and if you're having food sensitivities, you got to look into leaky gut.
Right.
But then you got to figure out, why do I have leaky gut? So you got to find a practitioner. If someone who practices frequency medicine, that's that muscle testing with vial testing, like we do here at our practice, is a really great way to go. Also, if you can find someone who does like a biofeedback machine, or these bioresonant machines are really great that you can, you know, get connected into, and it reads the frequency of your body and tells you what kind of energy is being, you know, you can extract the energy and figure out what's going on. And then it may give you some remedies even for that. But so really cool ways to figure out what's going on and how to fix it.
Yeah. I love it. Do you want to spend just a minute on the energy testing with the vials, because I thought that was really unique. I had not seen that before when we were at your office.
So awesome.
Explain that a little bit.
So the gentleman who created this, he's a doctor of chiropractic. His name's Dr. Michael Leibowitz, and his son Noah Leibowitz, may be familiar with those guys. They've created the brand Supreme Nutrition. But what they have implemented is getting these vials that have been edited, little vials of water that have been edited with the frequency of parasites and bacteria and fungus and mold and viruses and these things, that we can place them up to the body, and we muscle test, and we get a muscle change in this muscle. And if it goes weak or if it goes strong, it tells us something, right? So you got to learn this technique and figure out how to work it. And if you're a chiropractor, you can learn these. Just, you know, look into the Leibowitz protocol. And it's an amazing way to actually figure out what's going on deeper inside the gut.
Yeah,
and this test is like 2 to 5% sensitive. So most blood tests, you have to have the problem at least 70% in your body, 70% in your body before it's even picked up. But this test is more sensitive. It's between 2 and 5% sensitive. So it'll pick up, even if you've got a little bit in there, we'll find it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love that. So we talked about the two B's, right? So your balance, and then the belief, and how your beliefs and your intentions and thoughts have physical impact on the body, which is super, super cool. And then the third one, which is pretty broad, but is really important, is the body, right? Yes. And how do we take care of the body? And I know you guys do a lot with the neurological things. So I'd love to understand how you deal with pain from a neurological perspective.
Absolutely. Pain is all neurological, actually, right?
Okay,
because
right.
Everything we perceive from the tips of our fingers goes into our brain, and we perceive it through our pain receptors and the C fibers in our body.
Right.
And if we can help calm those down, if we need to, either they can be exacerbated from different conditions like CRPS or different neurological issues like TBIs, brain injuries and things like this, that can make even small amounts of pain even worse for people. And so we need to address the neurological system, and we use that with quantum neurology is another technique that we employ using red light therapy.
Okay.
Red light is just another frequency, right?
Right.
And these different frequencies are somewhere in the range of 630 nanometer wavelength and 850 nanometer wavelength of red light and infrared. And that will excite the mitochondria to produce more ATP and energy to help you heal quicker, and also to get the neurological signal from the brain to the body, and vice versa from the body to the brain.
Awesome. I love that. When we looked at your office, you had this great picture up that has the six different areas. Is it six? Is that right?
Six different bases.
So good, the six different bases. So do you want to spend a few minutes just talking about, because I think that's awesome how you're not only treating the individual for one area, you're looking at an individual as a whole. And that's one of the things I think is the biggest problem with our medical industry. I talk about the medical cartel, occasionally, and I think it's just really poor that the way that we've trained our medical system is designed is for these specialists, who the specialists are amazing at what they do. So don't get me wrong. I love doctors, I love nurses, but the way our medical system is they're trained on this specific problem. They go in to help you with that specific problem, but that problem, they give you a lot of times a pill for the ill, right? And then that pill causes another ill, and then you go see another specialist. That specialist gives you another pill for another ill, and then you end up having this problem. And the latest research is that the average senior over a year period will take 15 different prescription medications. Mm-hmm. And that's just ridiculous, right? That's horrible. My brother was at one of the senior care centers just in the Texas area, and the director of the senior care facility said the average person in his facility now is taking 15 a day. So it's just like, that's just a huge problem. So the reason why I go into that whole diatribe is that treating the person as a whole and trying to understand what's going on as a whole is, and getting to the core of the problem, is way more important than just fixing the immediate issue.
Right? Absolutely.
So anyway, I love that. Yeah. I love that. So I'd love you to explain, if we have a few minutes, talk about the six areas and how you address the person as a whole. Does
Absolutely.
That sound good?
Absolutely. I definitely echo, we definitely need sick care. We definitely need, that health care.
Yeah.
Don't come see me if you have a cannonball wound, right?
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to be able to help you with a cannonball wound. but if you want, genuine health, and if you feel like something's just slightly off, come and see me, right? But I do appreciate the medical model. There is a place for that.
For sure.
So I'm definitely not against that. I think we should work closer together.
Yeah.
I think if the MDs would be more open to that kind of stuff, that'd be fantastic. So if we find good MDs, I love referring to them to be like, hey, if you're open to us working together and checking this out together, let's do it. So in my office, I do have these six different bases. It is we start with neurology, and I kind of touched on that neurology.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, we use quantum neurology to help with that, red light therapy. We also have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber there that can help improve brain function, right? But if your brain's not working well, there's so many different aspects of this. You can be depressed if you're not following your own personal belief systems. You can be depressed if you're not eating the right foods. You can be depressed if you're, if you have a chronic gut infection, okay? And that's all in the neurology realm.
Okay.
Also, if you have pain, again, the C fibers bringing back to the pain in the nervous system.
Right.
The next block that we like to touch on is structure, right? A lot of people may complain like, oh, that trick knee's acting up again, or hey, I know that back is hurt, the neck hurts, like, oh man, what's going on? Or, you know, something's off with the structure. We can definitely realign that using chiropractic adjusting techniques.
Right.
And we adjust even babies. My oldest patient we see is in her 80s.
Nice.
And
nice.
So I love seeing from all the babies to old people. I'm so happy. I love working with the geriatric population too. And so we can adjust any bone, but also organ work. A lot of times people have organs that are not, you know, in the right place, or if you need intestinal massage, or if your ileocecal valve is off, you got gas, bloating, constipation, maybe diarrhea, and that ileocecal valve might be off a little bit. We can actually help put some energy into that and help it function better.
Cool.
And so, yep, if it's a joint in the body, we can adjust it. If it's an organ, we can help it too.
Yeah, I love it.
Then we'll also look at the next one is nutrition. Nutrition is huge. Here in America, we all participate in the SAD diet, the standard American diet. It's sad. It's really sad.
I love that. So, it is so true because it is so wrong. It's like that whole stupid pyramid that they tried to tell us that was the way that we should eat. It's just ridiculous when you really understand nutrition. It's like, and they treat the dietitians, they train dietitians on that stupid thing. It's just like so bad. And so I could go on for a long
time. We could talk a lot about nutrition. Yep, we really can. Right.
I'll keep going. Sorry.
even through chiropractic school, they didn't give us a ton of nutrition training. I had to do a lot of that in my pre-med. I had to do that on my own. I have to do a ton just of research on my own. And it's totally worth it. And I have other contacts who were DOs, and they're just like, we didn't get a lot of training in actual nutrition.
Yeah, so sad.
And it's sad.
Right, like, literally the nutrition drives everything within our body, right? So that's part of my story, and I've talked to a lot of people about that, but is, you know, when I started running when I was young, I read that book called Eat to Win.
Yes.
And it was a doctor, I can't remember the gentleman who wrote it, but it was so cool because it made a huge difference in my running because I fueled my body correctly.
Yes.
And the whole book was about how, as a runner, you can store the right nutrients to help you not only for the immediate future, but I was a long distance runner. So how do I store the energy within my body to make me efficient as I ran? And I became so much of a better runner just because my body was functioning the way it's supposed to function, or I was giving my body energy at the time when it needed it. And that's just all 100% nutrition.
Yeah,
it's right? True. It's like, that's crazy. But people don't ever think about that. So I spent 25-30 years not even thinking about that. And then I started getting into this natural health stuff and pain relief. I'm like, oh my gosh, go back to the core, right? Go back to the basics. And if you go back to the nutrition, that's where it's, so I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay. I know you're passionate
about it.
But
I'm so glad that you were saying that because it's so true.
Like what Hippocrates says, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food.
Oh,
truly, we really need to eat to live. And not live to eat, I guess.
There you go. I mean, I love good food, right?
Yes.
So don't get me wrong, but there's a time and a place, right? So
I like to liken the body to a Ferrari or a very fancy supercar.
You
wouldn't put crummy fuel into that supercar, would you?
That's true.
Because if you do, it's not going to run at its peak performance.
You put
good fuel into the body, you're going to get better performance out of it.
Oh, I love that.
And then this kind of goes into the leaky gut. You might have a lot of patients like, I eat really well, but I still can't sleep, and I feel like I get headaches when I eat certain foods. It's because of that leaky gut, and so the food isn't being absorbed properly.
Right.
Another issue I run into is people get a lot of glyphosate. And glyphosate is Roundup, and they get that in this food, right?
Mm.
If you're not eating organic, if you're not eating grass-fed meats, if you're getting foods that have a bunch of antibiotics and things in it, really not good for us, right? We absorb those things, and there's studies out of Ohio that say even just a little bit of glyphosate or Roundup in your diet every single day can cause leaky gut. And most people are eating this glyphosate-ridden food, cereals, cakes, cookies, donuts, breads, things that are just really not good for us. I'm not against gluten, but if you're gluten intolerant, you're gluten intolerant.
Right.
And so we have to be cautious.
Your body just doesn't process it.
Doesn't process it very correctly. And it can even cause things like neurological celiacs, where you get neurological symptoms from eating breads and cakes and cookies. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
But it's a real thing. And so nutrition is super important. I could talk again for a long time, but they are changing our food. So be careful. We are what we eat, right? The next base that I like to look into is immune function. And a lot of times our immune systems are they're malfunctioning majorly. A lot of my patients, like, I get sick all the time. My immune function just is low. You know, this year I've been sick like 7 times. Like, what's going on?
Right.
And we have to get their gut right. Again, it goes back to the gut. You've got a chronic issue, go back to the gut. parasites, SIBO, candida, all these things we really got to look into and make sure to fix the problem. And then you can support the leaky gut, heal the gut, so you start absorbing your food better.
Right.
And again, parasites and SIBO and these things may not look like the same every time. There's no real textbook answer for this. It's like, oh, you know, doctors you go to and you're like, hey, I think I got a parasite. And the doctor's like, well, maybe. Do you have diarrhea? And you say, well, no. And it's like, then you don't have a parasite. You're good. Yeah, you're good. In reality, it's like you may actually have parasites.
Right, right.
And so doing a parasite cleanse often is very, very good. Making sure you're careful of when you're traveling, making sure you take anti-parasitic products, herbs and things that are bitter, very good. Black walnut hull, mimosa pudica seeds. These are things that are really good at preventing and killing parasites. There's so many more things that we could talk about that.
We'll have you on another.
We'll have to do another one too. And so the next piece is toxicity. Now there's 85,000 different chemicals out there in the world that we're aware of, right?
Jeez.
And the good news is we've tested about 5% of them and we know that they are all endocrine disruptors.
Okay.
Your endocrine system is your pituitary gland, your thyroid, your blood sugar, your pancreas, your sex hormones, okay? So all of these things can be really thrown off big time by these endocrine disruptors, which are chemicals, all your potions and lotions and fragrances that are in your laundry detergent, in your hand soap, and all the things you're rubbing on your body every single day. Those can be messing with your hormones, and those can be messing with the way that you feel, giving you headaches, migraines, and heart palpitations, weird things that I see that aren't, you know, generally seen,
right,
or understood or recognized as a problem of causing problems like that. But it definitely does. So the idea is we have to detox the body. I like to look at everybody having this bucket with them. And in this bucket, we put our emotional stress, our physical stress, our chemical stress. And at the end of the day, we should be able to detox that pretty well through our sleep, through our bowel movements, through our urine, through our sweat. But if there's a plug up in any one of those areas, then you may not drain properly. And so the next day you start putting all these, you know, toxins and things back into that bucket, and then you start overflowing, and that's when you get symptoms.
Ah,
and so it could take years to get that. It could take just maybe months or weeks, but it could take years to get to this point. And so helping people detox properly, clearing out all the drainage pathways, the liver, gallbladder, making sure they're going to the bathroom well. If you're not pooping every single day, we got to be going to the bathroom every single day, at least once a day. And if you're not, we need to get that better, right?
Yeah, so important, because I mean, like, I love my wife, but she, you know, she has an issue with that occasionally. It's like, well, then we need to work on your gut, right?
Got to work on that gut health for sure.
So we got to work on that.
Yeah. So toxicity is important. The last piece is that emotional piece. And that's where we bring in the neuroemotional technique.
Okay.
And that if people come to us with physical ailments, a lot of times there's an emotional component to it. And if you don't address the emotional component to it, it's not ever really going to fully heal. Your body will adapt around it. It may actually, you know, get better a little bit, but it's never going to fully heal until you get rid of that. The guy that created this technique, Scott Walker, says, God will forgive you, but your nervous system won't. The body keeps score.
Body
keeps score. So you got to make sure to help the body clear out those emotions too.
Yeah, so amazing how incredibly powerful our mind is, right? And our brain, it can control our body in such a way that it's just incredible. That's why, you know, a lot of times I work with people, it's like, let's you know, every day get up with an attitude of like, today's the day.
Yes.
Today's going to be great. Today's going to be awesome. I'm going to have a great day. And you start speaking it out loud to yourself, and guess what? Your mind starts thinking about it, and then emotionally you start thinking about it, and then you're having a great day and you're having a better day.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, you get up the first thing and you start looking at your phone and you're like, oh no, then today's going to be a bad day, because, you know, whatever you read the first thing in the morning, that you saw what's going on with the war in Israel, right, for example,
right,
or whatever the thing is. So just know that your mind is super, super valuable, and protect it, right? So I love that you guys work on that as well. So the cool thing is, literally, we talked about the entire human body,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And how you guys are helping people. So that's what's so exciting about what you do. And I'm so glad that I know you, and so glad that you're helping people. And that's the whole idea of this podcast, is to just get the information out there. And so if people want to contact you, what's the best way for them to, you know, connect with you?
Yeah, thank you. So we're here, like I said, locally in Frisco, Texas. Our office is open Monday through Friday. The best way to reach us is on our website. And the website, you can learn more about us, rather, and then you can give us a call if you'd like. But our website is drdemaris.wellwithincairo.com. So it's drdemaris.wellwithincairo.com. And that's the best way you can learn a little bit more about us and see all the services we provide. And our phone number is 469-400-4893. And that's the best way you can reach our office if you want to schedule an appointment, or if you have questions, we can help answer there. And you can also text us. It's a great way to get in touch with us there.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll have that information on in the show notes below. And man, I just really appreciate you taking the time. It was really educational, informative, and I'm just excited to continue to try to help people get well, you know, naturally and faithfully, right?
Thank you, Rob, for having me on. I love what you're doing here. Appreciate it.
I'm glad. So thank you very much. We're signing off from the I Am Pain Free podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for, you know, a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit impainfree.com. Super easy. impainfree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the triple B blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait, just grab that cell phone, you know, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, you know, like I mentioned, go to impainfree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.